Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Kirk Stevenson, good afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Kirk, you're a consultant ophthalmic surgeon at the Mater, and you're going to tell us a little bit about looking after our eyesight. I think it's a journey we're all on in different ways as life goes on. It involves vanity and denial and a desire for longer arms, I think, for some people to hold their phones away from them. So is there, for general people who maybe didn't have any glasses or sight problems when they were younger, is there an age range when people's eyesight starts to deteriorate?
Yes, it's a bit of a psychological barrier deciding that you need reading glasses. So in our early to mid-40s, typically we have more difficulty reading up close, whereas when we were 20 or so, we could read from the tip of our nose to the distance. And this comes to everybody. So if you're short-sighted ahead of time, this may be a little bit later, but reading glasses would be the main solution for this problem. However, I'd recommend that everybody that starts to notice difficulties with their reading ability or indeed their distance vision get a full eye check to ensure there's no other related cause.
Okay. Is there anything else you're going to notice if you're in denial about the reading thing, like headaches, tired eyes after reading stuff?
As you said, the arms are only so long.
Yeah.
And you might notice, or someone might comment, that you're increasing the text on your screen because technology is so adaptable and personalizable these days. But yes, if you're forcing yourself to work without the right equipment and trying to focus, you can give yourself a headache and strain, and you may stray away from those activities. But often this is important for work and all the screen time that we do. So mainly be blur, but sometimes some discomfort and headache, yes.
Okay, so people can then be reluctant to get glasses because they think, okay, my eyes are going to get lazy now, like I need to keep them doing the work and everything. I presume that's not.
Correct. Yeah. When you start wearing reading glasses and you're able to see like you used to some extent,
yes,
your brain likes this.
Yeah.
So when you then don't have your glasses or you're trying to force yourself, you say, well, this is giving me a headache. There's a much easier way. And as time goes on, that focusing power in your eyes will change.
Okay, so you do become dependent on them.
Well, you become used to them because the alternative's not great.
Okay. If we need reading glasses, those cheap ones from the chemist or the Chinese websites or whatever, are they okay? Are they doing our eyes any harm?
They won't do any harm to your eyes, no. But you may have a certain prescription that doesn't fit the stock options. So as part of getting your eye health check, you can get a customized prescription for your particular needs.
Okay. But if you get your eye test on an optician and they tell you you're +1, +1.5 or whatever, you can go off the shelf and it's fine.
Correct. As long as they've done an eye check and then you're reassured there's no other underlying cause, then correcting the reading ability with +1.5, okay, +2, as you say, is what you need.
And is an eye test in an optician is enough to eliminate any other worries as well, is it? Or should you go to an actual doctor?
So for the common eye complaints and blurred vision up close, your optometrist is your best port of call. They're very well trained and to a very high standard in Ireland, where they have the equipment and expertise to pick up on a range of eye conditions that might be out there in the community and then know what needs to be referred on to get a second opinion or a specialist opinion.
Okay. You mentioned screen time. Is increased screen time leading to greater eye strain?
Well, in adults, it causes more eye strain, as you say, which is headaches and discomfort, but it doesn't do any damage.
Okay.
The regulation around screens means the light they emit isn't damaging. Children are a different story, and that's my main role is I'm a pediatric retina specialist.
Okay, and what are you seeing now?
And with that, I see that children that are spending a lot of time on screens, and we can't really get away from them in the modern world, they can become more short-sighted with time. And you might say, well, big deal, we can correct that with glasses. But if that's progressive, it can lead to other serious eye problems in future and when they're adults, such as retinal detachment and glaucoma. So detecting this early by having regular eye checks is a good step to prevent these long-term complications.
Is it better to have them watching a TV that might be a few meters away than hunched over close up to a screen or a device?
Absolutely, for your eyes anyways. When you're not focusing at near, the drive for myopia or short-sightedness is less, although we do recommend that children have 2 hours a day of outdoor activities where they're not looking up close. And then TV may have other effects too. I usually say it rots your brain,
yes,
not your eyes.
Okay. Come here. I think this is going to be people's big takeaway from all of this, right? You say we should wash our eyes in the morning the same way as we brush our teeth, yeah?
In a way, I wouldn't say wash because our eyes aren't dirty. It's just that many people have dry eyes. We're exposed every day to things in the environment like pollutants and allergens. And then indoors with heating or air conditioning, our eyes are under attack. And then when you're trying to do your normal activities, you're focusing and not blinking as often, so you can get irritation, which you may pass off. And this can make life a little bit miserable and reduce the quality of your vision. So a simple step is just heat over the closed eyes in the morning. It won't solve every problem, but the best way to do this is just a clean face cloth under the warm tap or shower and hold it over your closed eyes for a minute. Now, we have busy lives, and often these things get forgotten, but if you can build it into your morning routine, that will save a lot of problems. Okay. If that doesn't solve your issues, things like preservative-free eye drops, lubricant eye drops can be helpful. And if you're still having issues, it's best to get that formal eye check with an expert.
So dry eyes are a big issue if you're looking at a screen for a long time. So what should we be consciously like stopping to blink a bit more? Or?
Absolutely. So there's a concept in the States. So I'm Canadian, so I can talk about the Americans as I like.
Yeah.
But the 20-20-20 rule, where you should take a break every 20 minutes and look off in the distance 20 feet away for 20 seconds. In reality, you look up every 3 hours and go get something to eat or go to the washroom, and that's your break. But just to be conscious that taking a break from screens and being mindful if you're having pain or soreness or blurred vision is critical.
Okay. Irritation around the eyes and stuff like that, a bit of redness and all that, is that something we should get checked out straight away?
It's quite common to have some eyelid irritation and redness, especially if you have underlying conditions like rosacea or rheumatoid arthritis. But if you find that you're having pain and changes in vision or something is persistent despite those steps we just spoke about, then it's worth getting an eye check to see if there's something else going on that might need more advanced treatment.
Okay, because that can be something quite serious.
It can lead to problems.
Okay. Come here, just asking for a friend here. Do you think it's getting darker in general in buildings? Are lights not what they used to be, or is that age?
Well, it may be, but often there's factors in your eyes that could be leading to this.
Really, yeah.
At a particular age, people may be developing early signs of cataract, and slight reduction in clarity or the brightness of light is one of the signs. And that may be counteracted with an update in your glasses so that it's not quite so obvious. Similar to the arm's length for reading, that you only realize there's a problem once you get to the end of the range.
Okay. So if you're going around looking to stand right under the light somewhere, that's maybe not to do with the building. It could be you. And just another one for a friend. If you're starting to use reading glasses in non-reading situations, like say, just for example, your dinner maybe, you know, just to see it clearly in front of you, or if you need them in the supermarket to kind of see what you're doing. Is that okay?
Well, it's a solution in the short term to a problem.
Okay.
But if you need them, there's likely some other reason going on. And having the magnification from this type of glasses can help to overcome other issues like macular degeneration in a very early stage. So it's worth getting a check if you need it for non-detailed activities, things other than reading.
Okay, so I think the basic point is the compress over the eyes in the morning, blink a bit more, but also get anything checked if you're unsure, yeah?
If you have symptoms, so if you notice a change in your vision, blur, distortion, flashing lights, floaters, if your eyes are red persistently, or if you have pain that's severe and distracting you from your life, you need to get a formal eye check. And the best way to get in for an urgent situation like that is to phone ahead to the hospital nearest to you to see, do they have an eye service and what's the best way to get in touch with them? And they'll triage your situation based on the facts. You can also find this on the eyedoctors.ie website of the Irish College of Ophthalmologists. There's a very straightforward list of emergency eye care should you need them.
Ophthalmic surgeon Kirk Stevenson, thank you very much for that.